This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, so we're starting the show with a little victory, which is the fact that I'm really excited DZ's good to go. I don't know if he's good to go. That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but he made it through knee surgery, and he's okay. And his Instagram was hysterical. So if you didn't see him, go follow him on Instagram. Soy me DZ, S-O-Y. M-E-D-Z, like I am D-Z in Spanish. So I am me, D-Z. He made a reel and it made me giggle. And I'm happy that he's okay. So you can always leave your little victories. Make sure you leave them as a voice message on the Odyssey app and they might get played back on the show. So little victories today. DZ is okay. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Every day this week, I'm going to have to do that because of the long weekend. Because whenever you have Monday off, it screws up your brain for the rest of the week. But I'm back. DZ's okay. If you're not following him on Instagram, you should, because he posted a really funny reel last night. Soy Me DZ is how you can follow him on Instagram. He doesn't post much on Facebook, so I put a picture of the text he sent me where he said, on my way home, where you can see his knee all sitting there ready to go. So I think he's feeling good. I hope he's still feeling good, but I'll try to check in with him today. Maybe he'll call into the show. That would be phenomenal. He did leave a voice message yesterday saying that he was on his way to surgery, and then he got out okay. So we're happy he got through it, and maybe we'll hear from him today. You never know. All right, the question of the day is coming up next. It involves something you do when you go out to eat. We all have a preference and we all make a decision on this. So that's going to be the question of the day next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so I was out to eat this weekend, specifically on Saturday with my girl, Kelly in Sussex. And you know what? I'm just going to pull her up. I asked her to call in because she was with me when I thought about this question of the day. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
Oh, let me allow your song to play and allow you to enter in. Hi.
Hi.
So Kelly and I, we were at the casino on Friday, as I talked about yesterday on the show, for my birthday with a bunch of the regulars and other people. And Saturday, you came over and we went out to eat, right, Kelly?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, we were hungover. We were like, let's go get some food. Let's do what we want. It's Memorial Day weekend. We have no responsibilities. My kids were with their father. So Kelly and I went out to eat. And I realized when we went out to eat that I order the same thing every time. Kelly, seriously, did I not order the same thing Liz last time?
She didn't. She even said, this is what I get every time I come here.
I get a Cobb salad with ranch and wings, and I get the same thing every time. It's just my go-to order. Just when I thought I was experimental, Kelly, and I get out of the box, I realized how basic I am. But you, Kelly, are not that way.
No, I like to order something different every time I go someplace. Something new.
Because what did you order? We were at Champs in Brookfield. I love their food, so I have no shame shouting them out. We were at Champs on Moreland. What did you order? You got like a wrap or something?
Yeah, I think it was some kind of chicken Southwest wrap, and it was delicious.
Yeah, but that was exactly when you were sitting there and you were like, I don't know what I want. And this went on.
Yeah, I was choosing between a burger and something else.
And that's when it hit me. I'm like, dude, you're not order the same thing every time. And I really didn't think I was either, but I totally am, Kelly. I'm not that experimental. So do you always get something different every time, or do you have like your go-tos, like Chick-fil-A? Do you have like a go-to?
No, I try something different every time. I mean, I might get the basic, but like if I try a different side or something like that.
Interesting. So even if you love a dish, you're still going to try something new. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it may not be the main dish. Like I said, you know, if I'll try a different side, something different to go with it.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, Kelly. Well, I appreciate you. Thanks for going out to eat with me. It was great.
Thank you.
All right, girl. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. 414-533-1037. Honestly, do you guys eat the same thing when you go out to eat, or do you mix it up? Because I truly am one of those creatures who does the same thing. I didn't think I was, but I'm a creature of habit. Kelly's ordering something different every time. 414-533-1037. And we will talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So DZ's knee surgery went amazing, I think. I'm just saying that. That word might have been a little dramatic, but he got out okay and he's doing all right. So you can follow him on Instagram, SoyMeDZ, and you can see his funny reel that he posted last night. But I'm talking about the question of the day, which is, do you always order the same thing when you go out to eat? Because I really thought I was adventurous, and I guess I'm just not with food, because I learned this weekend when I was out to eat with Kelly in Sussex that I get the same thing every time. And granted, we were at Champs in Brookfield, but somebody said their menus, like the Cheesecake Factory and menus, which is even funnier. Because I still get the same thing, even with the giant menu, you guys. That's what I'm talking about. I want to go to Kara in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Kara. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. So are you one of those people, you always get the same thing, or you mix it up?
I mix it up. Mm. Variety is the spice of life. And I absolutely hate ordering the same thing, unless, like you said, it's like Chick-fil-A, spicy chicken sandwich, extra pickles. So, like, there's a few staples.
Yeah, you know exactly what you want at specific places, but otherwise, you're adventurous.
Mm. Otherwise, yeah. I actually really hate repeating restaurants, especially because I'm a Texas transplant. So now that I'm like in a different city and I've lived in a lot of different states in the last couple of years, I really like to try like every small business I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. Well, and I met you at Trunk or Treat in Waukesha last October, and you've lost a bunch of weight. So you go, girl. I love
Thank you.
I know exactly who you are. So thanks for calling in and keep supporting all the small businesses. Look at you trying new stuff.
Absolutely. We're a small business too. So we support our sisters and brothers out here in the business world.
Absolutely. Well, Kara, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
You have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
She's such a delight. Oh my gosh. If everybody was that excited, it'd be awesome. She doesn't even need a theme song when she's in that good of a mood. But up next, Sean in West Bend. Let's go. You're my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoop. Hi, Sean.
Howdy, good morning.
Howdy, howdy. How are the new twins at 40?
They're doing all right.
41, I mean.
Cheating. They're cheating.
Oh, no. Sean, I'm sorry. You know what? Why did I ask? You know what? Let's talk about food, Sean. Do you always order the
same
thing?
That's right up my alley right there.
Yeah. Now we're talking. See? You said it depends.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I don't get out to eat much because I got 9,000 kids. But
fair enough.
When we do get out, because I don't go out that much, I usually stick with the same thing just to not ruin the experience, I guess the best way to say it.
Is that why we do it, Sean? So we know exactly what we're getting. We can control the environment and we know I'm going to like my
probably food.
Because if you get something new, you're worried it might not be good. I might not like it.
It'll be like 2 months before I can undo the damage that I did to myself.
Totally, absolutely.
But it's like Wendy's is probably the one place I go to more than any other place, and I can switch it up there because I've had enough of their stuff to where I feel comfortable switching things up.
Ah, you trust it when they come out with a new item. You're like, you know what? I'll take bacon on that burger. It just works today. It makes sense for sure.
The new Cajun chicken sandwich thing.
You know why? You're basically saying Wendy's doesn't miss. That's what you're saying.
No, pretty much. Yeah, you're right on, right, with that.
You know what? I don't disagree at all, Sean. I don't disagree. Hey, thank you for calling. You have a great day, Sean.
All right, have a good one.
All right, bye. All right, so I'm reading the text right now. Kat in Milwaukee said, I try to order different because I love to try new things, but I am definitely a creature of habit. Natalie in Menominee Falls said, did Kelly sleep in Hudson's bed? No, she did not. She did not. She did not even spend the night. No. But Hudson was worried because that's a story on this show. If you listen to this show every day, you know the saga that one time Kelly in Sussex slept in my son's bed and he never let her forget about it when he was gone. All right. I'm going to go to who's next? Here, I got my list here. Oh, Mike and Racine. Oh, this is my guy right here. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. You're my guy because you're just like me. You always get the same thing.
You know, I might be a little worse than you in some ways because, you know, I get like the same thing almost everywhere. What I mean by that is anywhere that's got a burger, I'm getting a burger.
Ah.
And it's usually about the same because I'm a very picky person.
Oh,
I don't like a lot of toppings in general.
Dude, you're
so
my son.
Plain.
You're my son. You're a 5-year-old. I mean, 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Seriously. Everywhere we go, Mike, Hudson's like a cheeseburger, plain, and that's everywhere.
You can't go wrong with that. I mean, even if they don't cook it well done, it's still good because it's fine if it's rare.
Yeah.
As long as they cook it and they bring it to you with the toppings you do or don't want, you can't go wrong with it.
I never thought about it like that, but you're so right, Mike. You're right.
I mean, you get chicken, and if it's not cooked well, you can get sick.
That's
but
right.
Mm-hmm. You get a burger, which is, you know, beef. It's the same as a steak. If it's
a
little rare,
you're
okay. You're still fine.
You know what we may discuss tomorrow? Foods you can't mess up. You've inspired a new question of the day because you're right. Because you're right, Mike. Honest to God, you can't mess up a burger. And if you do, what the hell's wrong with you? I mean,
and the only thing you have to worry about
is
do they season it well.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything else, it's the same.
Even if they don't, it's a chunk of ground beef. You put ketchup or mustard or something on it. I mean,
and that's exactly what I do.
Oh, wow.
But I'm worse because I have the same breakfast every day for like the last almost 10 years.
And
egg
what
whites
is it?
And oatmeal.
Well, you sound very healthy, Mike, so I think you should be proud of that no matter what. I mean, you may be picky, but you're eating healthy, so congratulations, Mike. You
but,
eat like a 5-year-old, but at least your breakfast is like an
80-year-old
you know, man.
And if you go to these places enough and you know their burgers are good, I mean, why, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Totally.
Enjoy
absolutely, it. Absolutely. Well, Mike, you were a delight. Call back, okay?
Will do. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, last but not least, I have got to pull her up. Everyone get ready. She's a fan favorite. Oh, and she's on the phone. Destiny!
Can I get a big breakfast with hotcakes? Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Hi, are you at McDonald's?
Yeah. Roland wanted McDonald's this morning, so you know we got time to get McDonald's.
Do you get the big breakfast?
What up, Sean, with the twins? I feel him.
Yeah, no, you got a lot of kids, too. You both have a million children. That's why Sean said he doesn't go out to eat. He can't afford it.
Exactly. Hi, family of six. We're eating anything under $10? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, we ain't going out to breakfast or out to eat. We can cook. I can cook. What you feel like? I can make that.
How often do you go out to eat? Because you have a lot of children. You have what, four now?
Yes.
Do you go out to eat? I mean, honestly, I have two, and it's exhausting when I go out with two. So I can't imagine a family of six. That would send me over the edge, Destiny.
We just went to Phoenix, and we went out to dinner, and Roland and Santino fell asleep at the table as I'm holding the baby in my arm, and me and Lala are looking at each other going, so did we really just go out to dinner and everybody fell asleep on us?
And the answer is you did, and now you're broke.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so DZ is gone. He had his knee surgery yesterday, and he's home. He's okay. He says he's in a lot of pain. But in the meantime, you guys are going to have to hold it down on What Would DZ Do? Because we're still getting all your submissions, and we need to give advice. So if DZ's not here, I'll give advice, but you guys always give better advice. You can always text in 414-533-1037. This is about retaliating against your boss that you don't like. Or rather, going off on the boss you don't like and being worried about retaliation. Does that make more sense? I think that makes more sense the way I said that. All right, let me find this here. So this is what they wrote in. They said, I want to give my boss a bad review, but I'm scared of retaliation. Okay. DZ, I've been with the same company since I graduated from college with my associate degree. I felt like I had a good job with a good company, so I put all my eggs in one basket. I've worked there for almost 10 years now and always loved my coworkers until now. My new boss is just awful. She's toxic, full of drama. If she's not talking trash about my other coworkers, she's calling in and asking others to cover for her. She messes up her work all the time, but somehow gets away with it. So I talked to the manager above her, and they mentioned that she's so nice and no one else has a problem with her. It's obvious to me she's pulling the wool over everyone's eyes, and I am more unhappy every day while she thrives. When they say all it takes is one person to ruin a whole workplace, it's true. I learned that this year. Well, they just sent out our yearly survey where we can give our feedback. I want to give her a horrible review and put every last detail in the review, but I'm afraid they'll know it's me. They say it's anonymous, but it's email. Can't they trace that? I don't know the answer to that. Then she says, if I give her a bad review and she finds out, I'm scared she may retaliate. And even though that would be a violation of HR, I feel like she's in such a good con artist, she may be able to get away with it. Interesting. So, don't have a name for her. Stressed out Sammy. Is that a good one? How about, I of course, one of DZ's kids. Only it's a woman. Stressed out Sasha. How's that? Stressed out Sasha. She wants to give her boss a bad review, but she's scared of retaliation. And she knows that retaliation is not allowed, but she's worried that it's going to happen anyway with this boss. 414-533-1037. That's the number you can text or call. And you're going to have to give your advice next. Because I need you guys, all right? She wants to put a bad review of her boss. She doesn't know what to do.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So she wrote in and she wants to know, what did we name her? We named her Stressed Out Sasha. She wants to know what to do because she's worked at the same company for about 10 years since she got out of college. And she always loved working there until now. Her new boss, she does not like her new boss, says she's toxic. And then she's kind of got the wool pulled over everyone's eyes. So she's afraid to give her a bad review because she fears there's going to be retaliation and nobody's going to understand it. So I'm just going to start with Carrie in Waukesha this morning. Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So this is quite the problem because she understands that, you know, technically they can't retaliate against her. That would be a violation of HR. But she's like, I don't think it matters. I'm worried they're going to pull the, she's going to pull the wool and I'm going to look like the crazy one. So what do you think she should do?
Does she say that the survey is anonymous?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what she should do.
She was worried about it being on email, though, because she's like, can't they trace that? Come on.
I think if they're given a survey, when you open up the survey, a lot of times they won't have an option for you to put in your email.
Got it. I was just thinking if it came to your email. See what I'm saying? And then you reply. Anyway, not important. Okay, so it's supposed to be anonymous, though.
Okay, so here's what you do. You type up your response in the Google Docs or Word processor. After you have it written, you paste it into ChatGPT and just say, hey, I want this style. Or I want what I write, but don't make it sound like me. That way, if someone knows a certain writing style, then it's switched up a little bit.
That is actually really smart, Carrie. I love this. Because it's going to sound like you. So rewrite it in ChatGPT. Oh, my goodness. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. I'm processing what you're saying. Love it. Carrie, you know what? That was great advice. I didn't see that one coming. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Wow, I love that. So she said, write it up, but then put it into ChatGPT so it sounds like somebody else, so they can't necessarily tie it to you. Jarrett in Milwaukee texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. She wants to give her boss a bad review, but she's worried about retaliation. Jarrett says, do it. Jarrett says, be careful with what you say. My old company that I worked for sold to a massive corporate company. New HR came in and interviewed everyone to get their views on the workplace. I gave my views along with two other guys. We were all fired 3 weeks later. Oh, no. Oh, no, Jarrett. That's a little scary. Well, you know what? I'm going to go to our next caller because we got to give this girl some advice. So, you all know her. Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey. So I loved Carrie's advice, which was...
I did too. That was
smart.
Actually really good.
Yeah.
That is super smart.
Smart, right? So nobody knows it's you. What's your advice, though, for Sasha?
You know what, Sasha? You call that lady out and you put down everything you want on there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If there is retaliation, don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as an opportunity for you to go out into the world and find yourself something better. Because you do not deserve to be treated that way and gaslit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and McKenna in Germantown said forward the email to a burner account and do the review from there. Yeah. So same thing. Everybody's trying to find out different ways to make it not sound like it's you. The sad part is you should be able to give an honest review without any retaliation. But she's so worried that this boss has everyone fooled, if that's even the case, right? If that boss is the problem, then she's like, nobody's going to believe me.
And how do you know that you're not going to be the only whistleblower? I'm sure it's not only you.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said they can absolutely track who sends what responses with an email survey, even if it's anonymous. That's where I get confused because they do these with our company. And I'm like, but it went to my email. Like, I'm replying from my email. You know you sent it to my email. Like, what do you mean it's anonymous? Like,
right?
It's like calling my phone and being like, this is anonymous.
I may have been born at night. It wasn't last night.
All right, Saucy. Okay, so you say, write it and say it with your chest.
Yeah.
All right.
And look at it as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. For maybe a better experience. Absolutely.
100%.
All right. Well, Saucy, love you. Thanks for calling.
Much love. Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right. Next, I got another regular. You can call 5 days in a row and get your own theme song. It's been a minute. Let me pull her up. Lori in Cedarburg. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. You have some advice for Sasha. She's stressed out about this. She wants to give her boss a bad review, but she's afraid they're going to know it's her. There's going to be retaliation. What do you think?
Well, I was kind of in a similar situation, but not the boss not being taxed. Like we were behind on things we should be up on.
Oh, got it.
We all did our review, and honestly, we did really talk about it, but we all said in the review, had a meeting with our manager, because he wanted to get actually what was all going on and have a talk.
Yeah.
Next thing we know, supervisor gone.
You got him fired. But that was the goal. That was the goal, was it not? Everyone was unhappy.
We were so far behind on work.
Yeah,
And our manager didn't realize it because he showed one side to us, one side to another.
Yep, absolutely. So when they saw that it wasn't happening, they were like, this person's not getting it done. And that falls on your boss, not you, because the boss should be pushing you guys. I get that for sure. Okay, so it worked out for you is what you're saying, Lori.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Who knows? You might not be the only one saying it.
Well, that's true. You might think you're alone, but you might not be. Absolutely. And it may come out that you have a better experience. You may evolve and go to a different job. Who knows? Maybe it's that time, you know? We'll see. So, All right, Lori, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. All right, so I'm reading your text right now. Sasha wants to know if she should leave her boss a bad review. She's worried there might be some retaliation or they might know it's her. Jessica said, do it. Maybe others also will be honest. Plus, you have seniority, new boss versus trusted employee. Ah, Jessica, that was really good advice. Actually, that was really, really good advice. Sam and Racine said, bosses like that usually move around and up fast, so I would just stick it out, especially if no one else is complaining. She's miserable, though. She's miserable, Sam. That's what she's saying. She's saying she doesn't want to be there anymore. All right, one more caller. Let's see if they have any different advice. My favorite is still putting it in ChatGPT, which Carrie in Waukesha said. But one more to go. Amanda! Girl, hey, better early than late, okay?
Yes.
Do you have any better advice than what everyone else gave? Because Sasha wants to give her a bad review, but she's afraid.
I was Saucy. I mean, maybe you're not working for the right company. Because I know for me, like, I always say my opinion, even in person. So it's good, bad, ugly, whatever. So you should feel like you could say your opinion.
So you say same thing as Saucy, which is say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one of my coworkers tell me, he's been at our company for 25 years, always saying his opinion. So if he's still there, we're all good.
That's true. Well, and David from East Troy texted in. He said, print the review, fill it out by hand, and turn it into HR. What if they recognize our handwriting, David?
That's okay.
Come on, David. They might
know. I'm a doctor, so that's,
Okay, so the consensus is do it. Is that what we're saying today?
Do it.
Whether you do it with ChatGPT, whether you do it with your chest, whether you turn it in handwritten like David from East Troy, we're saying that you should complain. Is that the final answer?
Final answer.
Final answer. All right. Go get it. Sasha, go get it, girl. It's a very busy show. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning and buenos dias. I'll say it for DZ since he's out after his knee surgery. His surgery went well. He's home. He's in pain. I know because he just texted me and said, I'm in pain. And I said, do you want to call in? And then he didn't respond. So it's very similar to when I had my skin removal surgeries in December. Because if you don't know my whole story, most of you do, I would think, unless you're newer to the show. I lost a ton of weight, 150 pounds 6 years ago, almost 7 years now. And I've had a bunch of skin removal surgeries since then. So I had my last one in December. And at that time, I remember DZ reaching out and being like, you want to call in? And me just ghosting because you're out of it. One, you're trying to recover. The last thing you want to think about is work. And that's the last thing DZ should think about. But we see all your well wishes. And you can always, text him in. I can read him to him, send him a message. He's on IG. He put up a really funny reel last night when the drugs were still working. So go follow him on Instagram. He's Soy Me DZ. So SoyMeDZ. Or you could follow me, Allie Faith 1, and then you could find him. Or just go to the Kiss page, you guys. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. I'm excited about this one. We got this one emailed to us because you can always submit them. You can email them to us. amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. We actually get emails for what would DZ do to that one as well, which is totally fine. Or I always say slide into our DMs. She wants to know what to do because she messaged her cousin's husband and basically all hell broke loose. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for messaging the husband, but obviously there's more to the story. So, Am I the Jerk? Coming up next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so it's just me today because DZ had his knee surgery. So as usual, you guys will chime in with your texts and your emails and hold it down for him. I know you will. Heather wants to know if she's a jerk for messaging her cousin's husband. But hold on. Hear her out. I had to read her whole email this morning. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Okay, here's what she said. She said, hello, Allie and DZ. I have a potential Am I the Jerk. It's going to be long because of who I am as a person. But I'll try to keep it short. Spoiler alert, she did not keep it short, but her story's good, so listen up. She says, first off, I'd like to say that I listened to you, Allie, in high school from 04 to 08. In fact, I was such a nerd, my alarm clock, which was a radio clock, was turned to the station, and when I would leave the house, I'd have my Walkman tuned to 103.7 while I walked to school. Yes, girl, I love it. She said she still loves the show and listens every morning on her way to her medical assistant job. I love that. You listened as a kid. Now you're, look at you thriving as an adult. I love it. Anyway, she says, here's my story. She said, my cousin has always had an issue with me. She's 14 years older than me, and she will be 50 at the end of September. I'll be 36 in July. In my early 20s, Mary, the cousin, told my entire family that I stole our grandma's credit card and charged a bunch of stuff to it. When I asked her to see the bank statements, she couldn't give them to me because they simply don't exist. A few months before my mom died, who was sick with diabetes, she told my mom that if anything were to happen to her, that the cousin was going to blame me. Unfortunately, my mom died and she immediately felt all sorts of things, I'm sure. She came to my mom's funeral, the cousin, and we started to have a relationship again. She had cut me off during the whole credit card debacle. I forgave her enough to actually be her maid of honor when she married her English husband who lives overseas. That was back in 2018. Like I said, We created a new relationship after my mom died. Now, this is where I don't know if I'm the jerk. Okay, so they're back friends again. Mary, the cousin, and her mom, her aunt, went to France at the beginning of May. Okay, so recently. They're still there. Mary wanted to see her husband, and my aunt always wanted to go to France. So I'd asked them to bring me back a piece of Parisian jewelry as I'm getting married next October. Knowing how forgetful my aunt is, I messaged my cousin's husband on Facebook, asking him to please remind my aunt about the jewelry. The cousin's mom. I said I had hoped they were having an incredible time and that I'm getting married next October and I hope he flies over for the occasion. Well, the husband never responded, but my cousin did. She said to me that I was being rude and disrespectful, messaging her husband and not her. That I wouldn't be getting anything and to never talk to her husband again. She said she wouldn't be visiting me ever again. Like, seriously? I messaged her husband because I wasn't sure she or my aunt would get the message. But I knew he would, as he lives in England and does visit France often. I messaged her back telling her to have a nice life. Blocked her and her husband. I'm done with her toxicity, and I now have my own 2-year-old daughter to protect. But now I'm feeling guilty about intending to cut ties with my cousin, as I do love her. I blame that on genetics. I'm also sad my daughter probably won't get to know Mary, my cousin, and I feel I should try to make amends. So am I the jerk for messaging her husband? I mean, Heather. She said, also, DZ, speedy recovery for your surgery. Thank you, Heather. Thank you for mentioning DZ in there as well. Yes, he's recovering. Okay, so a lot to unpack here. So Heather wrote in. She was close with her cousin. They're about 15 years apart. I don't know if that's even relevant, though, honestly. The cousin, they have a weird past. The cousin's accused her of stealing, which she says never happened, other people's credit cards. But then they made up, and she asked them to bring her back something from France. She didn't hear from them, so she messaged the husband just in case. And now the cousin's mad, saying, don't ever message him. I mean, this is... What's the big deal about messaging the husband? There's a lot happening here. 414-533-1037. I don't think you're a jerk, Heather. I seriously don't. I don't know why she was mad you messaged her husband, other than the only thing I can figure is maybe she was going to pocket your money, since she sounds a little shady, but I don't know. She was mad maybe you outed her that she hadn't gotten you anything. I don't know. But I don't think you're a jerk for messaging your cousin's husband, unless something weird happened between the two of you, and it doesn't sound like it did. So, 414-533-1037. Heather wants to know if she's a jerk for messaging her cousin's husband just to remind them, hey, pick me up something on your trip. And then everyone went crazy after that. Ooh, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Heather sent us an email, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She wants to know if she's the jerk for messaging her cousin's husband to remind them to pick her up a piece of jewelry in France when they're there for her wedding. And then the cousin went nuts. Now, there's a long history. Very tumultuous relationship, because we read the whole thing. I can't reread it again. Most of you probably heard it. So she wants to know if she's the jerk in this situation. The cousin was like, don't message my husband. Do not. Ironically, Heather's on the phone in Franklin. Different Heather, though, right, Heather?
Absolutely. Different Heather.
Okay, thank goodness. All right, Heather, it wouldn't matter if you were the same one, but different Heather, are you going jerk or not the jerk for messaging the husband?
I'm going not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Same. I don't get this. Why do you think the cousin is so upset she messaged her husband?
You know, it sounds like there's a jealousy part with the whole credit card situation and messaging the husband. Listen, if I messaged my husband's cousin, there'd be no blink of an eye. There'd be nothing. Like,
right.
It's family. Like, once you're married, you're family. You're messaging a person in your family who probably is better at getting things done than the cousin and the aunt. So, you know, not the jerk.
Well, and it also sounds like, no offense, offense to the cousin. Why am I saying no offense? I'm about to say something offensive. It sounds like the cousin has a screw loose, though, too, because she accused her of stealing credit cards and then couldn't provide receipts and she sounds a little shiesty on her own, in my opinion. So,
absolutely.
The math is not mathing with this cousin. I'm sorry. It's just not.
No. But,
all right. Not the jerk is what you say, Heather. Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Next up, we got Adrian in Milwaukee. Adrian, good morning.
What up?
Adrian, you don't have a theme song, do you?
I do.
Damn, where is it? I was looking for it. This is the problem when I'm the pilot. See, Adrian, I can't find it. Sorry. Okay, jerk or not the jerk, Adrian?
Not the jerk.
Is everybody going to say not the jerk? I mean,
it almost sounds like she's the cousin's just not willing to move on and move past.
Is that what you think is the problem here?
Well, I mean, she reacted a little hasty. That could have been dealt with a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Instead of just, don't contact me or my husband again.
I said there's more to it. It can't just be that. I mean, maybe she is jealous and maybe she doesn't want the cousin, her talking to her husband. But at the end of the day, it's like she just wants to know if you guys are picking her up a piece of jewelry. I don't know what the big deal is. That's why it's so shady. It's like,
That's why I said it could have been dealt with differently.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, not the jerk. Okay, I'm going to pull up another lady and see if we can get anything different out of them. Thanks for calling, Adrian. All right.
You better, DZ, if you're listening.
I hope he is. I have talked to him, but hopefully he'll call in at some point. All right, bye, Adrian.
Bye.
All right, Jamie in Hartford. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so do I need to get out a vacuum or the broom, or are you actually going to go a different way? She wants to know if she's the jerk for messaging her cousin's husband.
What's it going to be, Avery?
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Get out the broom.
I love it how she whispered, not the jerk. Oh, that was so cute. But why? You have to say why.
I don't think she's the jerk at all. She's messaging her cousin's husband. So like the other Heather had said, it's family. And did you say this? Her cousin's almost 50.
Yeah, and
I think she's got some
35.
Major insecurities and needs to do some growing up.
Well, and it sounds like she hasn't even met the husband because he's over. It sounded like she doesn't even know him because he's in a different country. He's English. She said he lives overseas and they got married in 2018. Oh, no, she was her maid of honor. So she does.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Now the math again is not mathing. So she was the maid of honor in their wedding. And she messaged him to make sure that they got her messages. And the cousin said, don't message my husband. It's rude and disrespectful. No, the more I read it, the more mad I get. You know what?
Yeah, major insecurities or guilty conscience, something. But
something's off.
Not the jerk at all. I think, she's got the win by cutting ties with that one because that's drama that's not needed at this age.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. Every accusation is an admission. Sounds like the cousin is projecting all of her bad behavior onto her younger cousin. Oh, my.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow. And then somebody else says, the cousin is definitely trying to hide something from her husband. That's why she doesn't want Heather messaging her. Yes, that I agree with, without a doubt. Hiding something. Something's weird going on. So
that guilty conscience will always come up.
Yep. Jamie, you nailed it right on the head. Guilty conscience. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
And who was with you in the car again?
My daughter, Avery.
Avery, thanks for
dropping her off at her last day of school.
Oh, have a great last day of school, Avery.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the best feeling on the planet, the last day of school. All right, thanks for calling, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Nothing better in the world than the last day of school feeling. You're in that I don't care mode. You just want to get out for the summer. I hope you have a great day, Avery. Okay, so overall, not the jerk for messaging the husband. And Heather, I don't know what this lady's problem is. Sorry. 0.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning and buenos dias. I'm going to say that for DZ as much as I can. Giving away tickets to see Hozier at Summerfest, and it is a sold-out show happening June 20th at the AmFam Amphitheater right on the Summerfest grounds. And I have to go to the phones because I have Natalie in Greenfield. Hi, Natalie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I am doing well.
Well, good. I hope you're going to be doing even better now because you're going to Summerfest. You got two tickets to Hozier, sold out show on June 20th at Summerfest. Natalie, I hope you have a great time at the show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
You're so welcome. It's going to be a good summer, and you're going to have a great time. Favorite thing about Summerfest? Please don't tell me you've never been.
I have been.
Oh, thank
Favorite
God.
Thing, food, always the food.
Mm-hmm. Same, girl, same. I like to walk up and down and eat my way through the festival for sure. Well, can I ask you one more question, Natalie, before I let you go?
Sure.
Okay, so when you were in school, or what, give me, you don't have to tell me how old you are, but are you in your 20s, 30s, 40s? Give me a age range.
I'm in my 30s.
You're in your 30s. Okay, perfect. When you were a kid, did you have a yearbook?
We did.
You
yeah.
did. And was it nostalgic for you to get it signed at the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
All of the teachers and then a few friends.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know if have you ever looked back like now to see what they wrote? Because I mean, when I read my yearbook, it's hysterical. It's really funny. It's like Lila's.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Washington State, so everything is still at my parents' there, so I don't see it all.
So you got to go home and read them now because they're really funny. And the reason I asked you is because I got a text message yesterday from my 13-year-old Owen, who's in 7th grade. And all it said was, did you order me a yearbook? And all I said was, I did not. Whoopsie daisy do. Turns out his father and stepmom got him one. Thank goodness. So he's going to have one now so he can get it signed. But all I could think was, I was like, yearbooks, huh? We're still doing this. We're still looking at it. But how else do you remember who you went to school with? I mean, I don't know if we need them with Facebook, though, now, Natalie. Think about it.
I guess so.
You see what I mean?
The yearbook is where all of the terrible photos are. That's where the good stuff.
That's true. You know what? You're right. That's where you can make fun of everybody. Fair enough. Well, Natalie, thanks for sharing, and have a great time at Summerfest, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're so welcome. Bye. Somebody's going to be in touch with you for sure. And then we'll have more tickets at 8:40. Pride Fest tickets, 3-day VIP passes. But back to the yearbook discussion. So yeah. So Owen texted me yesterday and is like, did you give me a yearbook? And I was like, I did not. And every year, thank goodness, their father and stepmom have taken the time. This is one of these things I always drop the ball on is the yearbook email. Have ordered them an email. But I also feel like, a yearbook. Book, not an email. I also feel like with Facebook and Instagram and everybody's already connected. Back in the day when we did yearbooks like that, you never saw anyone again. You didn't know where they went. You maybe kept in touch with them on the telephone. But now I'm like, do we need yearbooks? I don't know. 414-533-1037. Because the other part of me feels like, well, it's so nostalgic. I mean, getting your yearbook signed, so much fun. But what about the kids that don't have any friends? See? Hey, sign my yearbook. Lilas, love you like a sister. See you next year. Ha 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 ha. 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm talking yearbooks because yesterday my 13-year-old Owen texted me in the middle of the day from school and said, did you give me a yearbook? And I wrote, I did not. But his dad and stepmom did, thank God. Because every year they've kind of handled that for me and it's helped because that's one of the best things about the end of the year is getting your yearbook signed, you know? So I wanted to know if you guys are we still doing yearbooks because we have social media. I mean, there is just so many different things that affect the whole yearbook gang, in my opinion. But Courtney's in Racine. Hi, Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You're pro yearbook, huh?
Yes, I am. For the simple fact of, I know I did it. A lot of people I went to high school with delete all of their older posts and things off social media because it's more embarrassing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. See, okay, because Courtney, or you're in, wait, how old are you, Courtney? 30s, 20s?
I am 29, okay. So I graduated high school in 2014.
Okay, perfect. So your generation, I should say it like we're so far apart, we're not. So everyone in your grade deleted all the stuff that they had on social if it was embarrassing. We didn't have that when I was in high school, thank God.
Yeah, most people, yes. I mean, I even still do it to this day when the Facebook memories pop up. I'm like, yeah. Let me post that. And so I get rid of it.
Yeah, I had to do that with some of my marriage pics. I left some up, but some were a little awkward. Some were awkward. yes. when they pop up in the memory. Thank you, Facebook memories, but no thank you. So, yeah, you're pro yearbook, and you're saying part of it is people delete stuff from high school and social because they're embarrassed, which I get. And a yearbook you can't get rid of. So, all right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, Courtney, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye. I see bye. Jamie in Oak Creek texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. She said, this is Jamie from Oak Creek. I'm a teacher. I get a yearbook every year for my students to sign. I love looking at the end of the year. Oh, I bet that's awesome. Of the year at all the messages and things they've enjoyed about being with me in middle school science that year. Aww. I also go through and mark all of the students that I've had from that grade in the yearbook that year as well, just so I have a running memory of everything, too. It's one of my favorite traditions to do with my students. Aw, well, that's sweet. Well, we're talking about, you know, yearbooks, because my son asked me if I had ordered him one. I have my yearbooks, absolutely, but I barely ever look through them. I don't know. Ryan from Calabama, Lord help us, is on the phone. Well, hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Does Calabama have a yearbook system, or?
Yeah, we got a yearbook system. It's carved in trees, but we're good. We got it out here.
Surely you love yearbooks. You're old school, Ryan. I mean, I would think you're all about it, man.
I've still got mine from elementary school.
Yeah.
I still go through them. I look at all the designs I drew on people's faces and stuff, and I'm like, man, I really didn't like that person.
And is there anyone you like now that you didn't like then, or do you still hate them all?
Nah, I still hate them all. Yeah. You know how it goes.
Well, and you probably see them at the store because you live there your whole life. You see them at the Piggly Wiggly, and you're like, ah, I drew a mustache on you in our childhood yearbook, you jerk.
I still see the one that works at the grocery store, and I'm like, I drew devil horns on you. I remember you specifically from that photo.
Yeah, but do you think anyone drew devil horns on you?
Oh, there definitely. Are plenty. I wish I would take a survey. That's where my survey would be. Screw the boss's survey. I would take a survey on that one. That'd be a fun survey.
How many people put devil horns on Ryan's picture in grade school? That's
exactly.
Hysterical. Yep. Oh, that's funny. All right, Ryan. Love you. Have a good day.
Love you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye.
What day is it?
No.
It's Happy Wednesday, dude. You know what?
Wednesday.
Goodbye, Ryan. Wrong day.
Bye.
Bye. It's a Wednesday, that's for sure. We're talking about yearbooks, and I see all your texts coming in here. I'm trying to read them and talk to you guys at the same time. Somebody said it was $75 for a high school yearbook. What? Who the heck? Oh, okay, that's $75? Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, that's a little excessive, but I guess it's none of my business. All right, Kaylee's in West Bend. Day two calling for you. Hey, Kaylee, you're working towards a theme song.
I sure am.
Girl, listen. Okay, you're in your 30s. That's all we're going to say. But I can't believe somebody just texted in $75 for a high school yearbook. Did my parents pay that much for mine? No way. Come on.
No, I think mine was only like 15 or 20 because my son's was only 15 and nice thing with his is they actually do that during registration at the beginning of the year, so you can do it right away. So and they give you an opportunity later, too, but
see,
I always do his in the beginning of the
smart.
Year, because otherwise I know I'll forget.
Exactly. You're smart, because you're going to do like what I did, where you're a bad parent, and then all
exactly.
of a sudden, your kid is the only one without a yearbook at the end of the year, and you feel like a dummy, because they're texting you, and you're like, well, I didn't do that at the beginning of the year, like you suggested. My bad. Oh,
right? Or because then they're like, oh, there's only a limited ones left. You know, and then it's like, well, if you don't get it in right away, then you don't get it. Because, my son actually just brought his home yesterday.
Mm. Oh, he did?
He brought his home yesterday.
Well, then they must have all come out yesterday, because your son brought his home. Owen called and asked if he got one, and everybody wanted to know about the yearbooks. Yeah, so if you didn't do one, you're in trouble right now. Okay.
Yep,
you know what, Kaylee? You inspired me to try to do it at the beginning of the year. I won't, but you inspired me. Thank you.
It's a good... just try it.
She said, try it. You might like it, Allie. You never know. Try it.
It's nice because, my son was in basketball, and, they do the basketball pictures and stuff like that. People don't post those on Facebook and all that,
That's
it's nice
true.
For him to have that.
You know what? You're right. And sometimes I forget who I played sports with, even. I look back at the sports, I'm like, she was on the basketball team? She was on the tennis team? I was like, girl, I forgot all about you. It is Allie and DZ. Good morning. morning, 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ recovering from his knee surgery that he had yesterday. He's okay. He's in a lot of pain, but he's okay. So hopefully we'll hear from him sometime this week. Whenever he's ready, it's up to him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's totally up to him. But I want to talk about the real ID. Yep, that's what I'm annoyed with, everybody. Listen, we all got to get one. We all have to do it. And I like to travel. I just got back from another trip. And when I got to the airport, ironically, I was flying the weekend that the real ID kicked in. Because, listen, let's just start at the top. What is a real ID and why do we have to do these? Because some people don't even really know what it is or why. We just know we hate going to the DMV. We hate getting new IDs. We hate having to go through the whole process. It's just something we can't stand. So when they started doing things online and digital, it got a little bit better. But we all have to go to the DMV once in a while. Well, a real ID is a federally compliant state-issued driver's license or ID card designed to enhance security. Okay, it's now required to board domestic flights and to get into certain federal facilities such as military bases, federal courthouses. So I'm actually glad I read some of this because honestly, I know that I needed to fly. I don't really go to the courthouse much for anything, but if I did, good to know. I'd need to bring my passport. I couldn't get in with my ID, I guess. It was passed in 2005. Just took us to finally starting May 7th, 2025 is when the real ID kicked in, though. Congress passed it in 2005. So you now have to go get your real ID. If you don't have a real ID, you can use a U.S. passport, which is what I used when I flew. You can use a permanent resident card or other federally accepted forms of ID for boarding flights. I don't know what those are. I brought my passport because I knew that my license would no longer get me on the plane. It's not required for everything, though. The real IDs aren't required for voting. You don't need them to apply or receive federal benefits. You don't need them to access health or life-preserving services because that would be crazy. You imagine you need some help and they're like, you got a real ID? And you're like having a heart attack. You're like, no, I don't. So I'm just over it. I have not gone to get mine yet. I don't know if you guys have 414-533-1037. I don't even know if you care. I feel like I travel enough. I should care. And I still did not go get one. I still made sure I had my passport. Thank God I had a passport or I would have been screwed when I flew to my parents' house for Mother's Day weekend, honestly, because the real ID is in effect. It is now happening and you have to have it to go anywhere. And a lot of people are going to be traveling this summer. My kids did not need one, obviously, because you start thinking too hard sometimes. So my boys and I, Owen and Hudson, they're 11 and 13. And so they were traveling with me, but they don't have any form of kids don't have identification, right? They can, but for the most part, they don't. So when I board planes with them, the TSA will say, what's your name? And Owen will go, Owen. He'll go, how old are you? And then they have these, you know, if you're a parent, you've flown with kids, you know. But the real ID, are we doing this? Have you gotten yours yet? Oh, Allie and DZ, good morning. We're talking real IDs. Do you have yours yet? Because I flew the weekend after it went into effect. And thank goodness I had a passport because, boy, I did not have my real ID and I like to travel. I just got a message from Ashley on Facebook. She said, no, girl, because you got to have marriage and divorce papers. Like, what? Okay, I want to talk to you some of you guys about this. We're talking about the real ID and I want to bring up JB in Milwaukee. Hey, JB, how are ya?
I'm doing well this morning. How we doing?
Oh, I'm good. I want to talk to you because I know exactly where you're going and I want to pull you up for this because Ashley just messaged me and had me dying about all the things you need to have. Did you get a real ID, JB?
I went.
Uh-huh.
But I did not get one.
And why not, JB? Why?
So,
So they would like for you to go and have your birth certificate to at least apply for it.
And nobody has that, by the way. Nobody has. Everybody's looking for their birth certificate. I'm looking everywhere. I even ordered a duplicate at one point. I don't know where the hell they are, but okay. JB, you already triggered me. You already triggered me. Go on.
That's my problem. So I already had a duplicate from before, but I could not find this thing. I was married before, and somewhere in those papers, all that stuff kind of got lost. Right? Yeah. Yep. Totally. That should be an understandable thing. So let me just go get another.
Did you go to the you went to the DMV? Is this where you went to get it?
I went to the DMV.
Correct. Okay. Because somebody said, where do you go to get it? Okay. Go on. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I made an appointment to go to another center to go get my birth certificate, another duplicate. Should be easy, right?
Yeah.
I go there and they tell me that my name is misspelled by one letter.
On the birth certificate or what?
On the birth certificate.
No.
So from Madison, my name, my first name is supposed to be Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E.
Sure.
Unfortunately, apparently, on the birth certificate that they have from the hospital records, what they are saying, it is J-E-S-S-E.
Somebody screwed you. No.
I'm trying to tell them, I've had a duplicate. They told me the process may have changed since then. So apparently my name is not my name anymore. So,
wow.
Yep. So I would have to go get school records, which I've done that.
Oh, my God.
I had to go get school records, which also has the I in the name. Has the I. And I had to go get my birth shot records, which also have the I in the name. So who erased my I?
That's crazy. That is crazy, JB. Okay, so wait a second. You're triggering something else that happened, which was kind of what Ashley messaged me about, which is that I had heard from other women was if you were married or divorced or your name changed from your birth certificate, that you had to you had to have the marriage. See where I'm going with this, JB?
100%. I do.
Because if you're married or kept your maiden or kept your married name or got divorced, who cares? Either way, it's not the same as your birth certificate. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I can only imagine what the ex has to go through because she had to go ahead and...
Unbelievable.
Okay. All that fun stuff.
Good to know. Good to, because my passport and my driver's license aren't enough. I mean,
don't forget the $10 you got to go ahead and send to Madison.
Triggered. Okay, JB. Terrible. You know what? Thanks for calling. Have a great day. I'm going to find my chi again. Bye. I'm going to go to Aaron in Racine. Aaron, I'm sorry. Do you have a theme song? You know what?
That's okay.
Nope. I got you, girl. Say less. You got a theme song. Of course you do, and I knew better. I'm so sorry. So is that what happens when I'm the pilot? You know? It happens.
That's okay. You know, sometimes we need DZ for something.
We need DZ for a lot of things, but don't tell him. I don't want his head to get too big. No, never. Seriously, though, you said this triggered you because somebody's coming to visit you, your daughter, or what?
So we're going to Florida next month, daughter is just going to be flying to Florida to meet us. So she's flying, and my husband just asked the other day, hey, do we need to make sure that they have these, those kind of IDs, the special ones?
He couldn't even think of what they were called.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know, because we just learned about this a couple months ago, that if you wanted to go on a cruise or something, you needed these special IDs.
Well, isn't it funny? They passed this thing in 2005, and it's just now going, I'm like, what? I'm like, this has been, what? So anyway, go on.
I just don't understand it, and I've been looking at flights for
security.
Her, and it's not like nothing pops up saying, hey, FYI, do you have this kind of ID before you buy a ticket, because you're going to need it. And I'm just so glad that I turned on the radio when I did, because I would have totally forgotten about it. My daughter would have been having a panic attack.
She would have had nothing.
I would have blown up in flames.
If she doesn't have a passport, she'd be screwed when she got to the airport. 100%. Exactly. She would be in trouble.
I don't have a passport. So I'm not that cool in life yet.
Well, you don't have to be cool to have a passport. I mean, I've had mine. I haven't used it in 10 years. I had to get a new one. I hadn't even used it. So don't worry. But a lot of people don't have them. So I get it why this would be a problem. Carly from Racine said, this is why I didn't change my last name when getting married. I kept my maiden name. I hold multiple state licenses for my job, and getting those changed was a nightmare. So I just left it as my maiden name. Well, I'm sure a lot of people are feeling that right now, Carly. Oh, well, Aaron, now you know, you have time.
Like I have a,
I'm going to have to do a big family trip to the DMV and make sure we all have our birth certificates just to get this over and done with.
Think how many people are traveling this summer who might not, but who, like you, don't normally travel till they're off, and then they go, oh my God, I didn't even think. Because I was at the airport in February or March, and they were handing me papers going, you need a real ID in a couple months. You need, but if you weren't at the airport, you wouldn't know. You know what I mean? So.
Right. We've been there in years. We drive everywhere.
See?
We drive out. So well, we would have had no idea. So thank you.
You're welcome. Somebody texted in and said, just bring your passport with your license. Bam, real ID. If the DMV by you is too crowded, drive an extra 20 minutes. Oh, it's that easy. Yeah, no, I'm not driving another 20 minutes to another DMV. Marty irritated. Yeah. I got to drive there in the first place.
Exactly.
Anyway, Aaron, have a great day. Good luck getting those.
Bye.
Last but not least, I want to pull up Angel and Racine. Because Angel, you're our favorite Lyft driver and you already have a real ID.
No, I had to go last week.
But you have, you had to go? You don't have it yet? Or what happened?
I went. My daughter made me go. As you know, she's going to be 18 next month. Mm-hmm. And she wants to travel. So she made me go. I had to do all the craziness going to the courthouse because, of course, I'm married. I changed my last name. So I had to prove. I had to get my birth certificate. Luckily, I had my marriage certificate. Mm-hmm. And she had my social.
Ugh.
So it was pretty easy with that. But the line, let me tell you, the line was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Horrible. The wait was at least 2 hours.
For the real ID? Or just was it because you did it right around the time everybody needed one?
Exactly. I did it the day before.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm going to have to do it. I mean, luckily I have my passport, but at some point, there's people texting in saying they've had theirs for 10 years. Well, that makes one of us. Come on. What? No.
Right? I didn't even know until.
Didn't even occur to me till last week. Okay. Give me a break. I got bigger problems because I already have 17 IDs, okay, and a birth certificate I can't find, but don't get me started. All right. Hey, you know what? Angel, thanks for calling. Have a good time driving Lyft today, okay?
Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.